This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Amy Wilson, Head of Product at SAP SuccessFactors. Hello, Amy.
Hello. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm good, thank you. We're here at Unleash today, and you spoke earlier about omnichannel workforce experience. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Omnichannel is a term that has been in marketing for quite some time in terms of the way that brands and organizations connect with their consumers. Wherever the consumer is, what their preferences are, they might be in a store and then they might get on their phone or they might be at home, they might be watching television. So creating that kind of consistent branded experience that is connecting with the individual based on what their preferences are and following them through their different life moments. The omnichannel experience now is something that we're bringing to the HR technology world, specifically around the employee experience. Thinking about employees more as consumers and in terms of making sure that we are able to bring the purpose of the organization and help people connect to that purpose and to self-actualize their own capabilities and be able to do that wherever they are on whatever kind of device they prefer. So, for example, some employees may be very laptop-oriented, but then sometimes be on their mobile. Other employees, maybe fresh out of school, are going to be much more comfortable with a chatbot type of interaction, and then only occasionally get on a laptop. Others are going to prefer a classroom environment, but then occasionally watch a short video at home on the couch.
So you're not just talking about traditional HR, you're also talking about the learning systems as well that are within that environment.
Continuous learning is a key part of the employee experience and their self-actualization. That learning comes during the onboarding period. It continues as they progress in their first job. Maybe they get promoted as a manager and they need to have a boost from a learning perspective. So it's a continuous part of that employee life cycle.
If you're talking about omnichannel experience in terms of the retail, which is probably the most familiar term it's used in, you're talking about creating a basket in one environment and almost moving that basket of products wherever it is across to each different channel. Are you doing that within the learning experience? If I'm working within mobile, clearly the data is going to migrate across to somewhere else. But in terms of learning, I might be looking at small videos. If I go to a completely different social media environment, maybe, which is purely an instant messaging format, how do you relate that across? Is there a basket equivalent?
To start with, if you consider the specific learning item, nugget, the learning nugget is let's say a 60-second video. Where you're accessing that video, how you're approaching that video, that's really the multiple channels. So to be able to place that video on a web page where the person is used to coming in and checking and seeing what's recommended to them. It might be on their mobile phone where there's some recommendations coming in from colleagues and they're able to watch it on their way home. Or perhaps with more of the chatbot type of interface, they get a notification from their chatbot buddy saying, hey, I really think you should look at this video.
And if I am looking at the video on the mobile, it's a 30-minute long video, and I watch the first 10 minutes and I come into the office and sit on my desktop, can I then continue watching the same video from the point I stopped on the mobile?
That would be the idea, but I don't think anybody watches 60-minute videos anymore.
And one of the areas, one of the strands is around social, and how does SuccessFactors interact with social media?
We have our own social capability embedded within SAP and SuccessFactors specifically as well, and that's our Jam product. It allows for social collaboration around different topics. It can be something that's connected to the onboarding process or the learning process, for example, or it could just be for anything really. So we use Jam internally at SAP for working on particular initiatives, working on sales leads. There's all sorts of different ways that we use Jam. That's really about embedding social collaboration, social media into the solution. But then we're also connected to external social media. For example, Slack and Microsoft Teams. We have partnerships with both of those. And we have pilots running currently of our conversational interfaces, or kind of the chatbot interfaces, being rendered within those social media channels.
You've got all these channels now, but one of the things that that's going to generate is a vast amount of data in terms of how people are engaging. So what are you then doing with that data?
Data is the key. Good experiences drive adoption, and adoption then drives data. And then data allows you to build intelligence to create better experiences. So it's a nice cycle. From a data perspective, we're doing a number of different things. SAP has introduced a whole big initiative called Leonardo that includes things like data benchmarking, machine learning, natural language processing, as well as Internet of Things. We're leveraging that as a part of SAP SuccessFactors to be able to harness that data for different purposes. It's keeping with that same learning focus area that we've had. We're leveraging the vast amounts of data we have along with machine learning algorithms to serve up learning recommendations within the learning solution. But again, those learning recommendations could appear in your social media channel, they could appear in your chatbot buddy, they could appear on your mobile phone or on your web experience.
That sounds great, but what about the implementation process for that? Because every company will have its own different training scenarios, although some soft skills will be consistent. Do you have a way of fast tracking some training stuff, or how do you approach the implementation process?
Yes, absolutely. This is a really good question and a good point, which is that artificial intelligence relies on a kickstart from manual intelligence. Artificial intelligence works best when it has a lot of data to learn from, and then it can kind of continue. But you have to seed it with those initial data points. If you consider a customer has just implemented SuccessFactors and they're looking to serve up recommendations, the first things that are going to be recommended are going to be things that have been prescribed by the learning department. And then, over time, recommendations made proactively by colleagues will start coming in. And then, as people start to watch those videos, take those courses, browse and find things on their own, and start to rate and recommend themselves, then that's when the artificial intelligence can really start kicking in, because it starts to learn and it's looking at who the person is that they're recommending to, what people are like them, the people that are like them, what have they appreciated, what have they rated highly, what have they recommended, and it starts to learn and can take that more automatically.
One could argue that's pointless without performance data, though, because all you're doing is recommending videos that people like,
yes,
not necessarily videos that make a difference to the organization. So how does that tie in?
It's just getting more advanced in terms of correlating specific learning items to specific performance data is tricky, but it's possible, certainly. What's probably more realistic is for people to say, I believe this did help me in my job, in terms of having that direct connection.
So it's self-audited at the moment in terms of by organizations themselves, rather than using AI at the moment to integrate into the performance management data.
You can certainly integrate. You can do broad brush correlations in terms of you can look at people who've been promoted, who've performed well, and then you back into that and see, well, what courses have they taken? What learning have they done? And then you can use that as a recommendation. But in terms of correlating a very particular piece of learning to a promotion is a little bit of a jump. But you can definitely back into it. And you think of that as more career modeling. I, as an aspiring leader in a particular function, people in that function that are leaders, what have they taken? What have they done? What sorts of steps have they taken in their career? The system knowing that and letting me know that, that's very powerful.
One of the things I've heard a lot of today is around feedback. So how does feedback overlay this experience piece?
Feedback is obviously really critical. So the whole area of performance and development depends on feedback. It's much less about specifically a manager's view of a person, and it's much more a matter of, am I contributing to the organization as a whole? Am I making my stakeholders successful? Am I making my colleagues successful? And so feedback is really important in order to help an individual get that powerful sense of whether they're making a difference or not? Is their purpose connected to other people?
Are you collecting feedback around the item, the nuggets within the omnichannel experience?
Yes, absolutely. That's really part of the whole recommendation cycle and that sort of thing, is to get the feedback on the particular nuggets.
How do you deliver that feedback in terms of how's it measured? Do you use star ratings, or what kind of methods do you use?
It's configurable. It depends on what works for a particular audience.
And in terms of rollout of this, is this implemented in many customers yet, or is it early days yet, or where is it standing?
The employee experience is very important to every single customer I talk to. More and more, they are moving to more of kind of a continuous and more open and transparent type of environment. The area of mobile, we just had a customer presenting Telefonica. Telefonica, they were just talking about their transformation and how originally they hadn't included mobile as a part of their business case around HR transformation and employee experience and that sort of thing. But it became, well, I think their business case they did like 4 years ago or something. But even so, they found that it was such an important part, such a key enabler for their employees. So they called that out in their presentation to make sure that people don't underestimate the power of mobile as something to really engage their employee population.
You obviously see the data at a kind of a high level from an SAP point of view. Do you measure, or do you see any generational differences in terms of preference for different media?
Certainly, yeah. Just in general, it crosses boundaries. But certainly our millennial users are more likely to use mobile, use the social media channels. They're more pushing for the chatbot type interfaces and that sort of thing.
And what about geographical differences?
We have a large population in China, a large development, product and development organization. They are just so far ahead with mobile technology. It's just incredible, just in terms of the way that they pay for things. If you just think about payments, you go out to dinner with 10 people, you just do the entire, you split the bill, you pay the bill, you do everything. Everybody gets out their mobile phones and then it's just all done. There's no credit cards, there's no cash, there's nobody with their piece of paper and their pencil adding everything up like I used to do in college. Certainly that part of the world is really advanced in some of these newer channels, I would say.
Where's the state of HANA migration at the moment for SuccessFactors?
We're quite far along. Our target is to have 100% of our customers moved over to HANA by the end of this year. And we're looking quite good from that perspective. We're starting to migrate our larger customers now. And yeah, the end of the year is our target.
One of the things I covered in the article this morning, I probably called it out, it was unclear in terms of the detailed functionality that you're allowing people to purge, or in terms of the role-based viewing. The wording in the press release said it was a single role could view it all, rather than having tiers of roles seeing tiers of data levels. So I just wondered where that is, or was I wrong in my interpretation, really?
It's a very complex area. The spirit of the regulation is really about making sure that people only see what they need to see when they need to see it. By role, specifically what data and what people's data you can see, and for how long and in what context. It introduces a whole lot of complexity, but fortunately our role-based permissions model was up to the task, as well as we had some really great participation from our own internal data privacy office, as well as our European-based and German-based customers, really helping us to design and develop the solution.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.